Welcome to episode one of Band of Gamers podcast. My name is Greylock3491, and I'm joined here by two of my gaming friends, DBQ Hams and Osiris Prime. Guys, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself to our audience and tell them a little bit about yourself. We'll start with DBQ. Go ahead.
Thanks, Gray. DBQ Hams, I've been gaming since on the Commodore VIC-20. Played for quite a while, but finally getting back into it again. Actually, I've been playing and gaming as a casual for quite a long time in terms of playing some portable games in and out of Rocking Babies during the early 2000s. I sat out the 360 generation, picked up a PS3 late in the game, but this last fall, I took the dive on Xbox One and got dragged into here, so I'm glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. Prime, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Osiris Prime, and I have been gaming since about the Atari 2600 days, and pretty much went the path of the Nintendo. So I had the NES, Super NES, 64, and GameCube, Wii. Finally got a Wii U, actually, just recently. And then kind of once I hit the GameCube, well, actually probably the Wii, I picked up a 360, which was my first Xbox or Microsoft console. And then I've just been following kind of that path more now. I did the Xbox 360, and then now I have the Xbox One. So I did have the original PlayStation and PlayStation 2, but then kind of just stopped after that. And then I've had various handhelds. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, thank you, guys. My name is Greylock, 3491. Greylock was taken, so I added the height of the mountain here in the Berkshires to the end of the tag. And my original gamer tag that a lot of people know me by is Zero AI, but I go totally by Gray now, so just call me Gray. You can call me Zero, but you can call me Gray, too. I am very much like you guys. I started with the Atari 2600. I actually have one here about 5 feet from me, all set up and ready to go, as well as the Commodore VIC-20. That was my my dueling set of consoles or computers, or home computer consoles, back in the, that was the 80s. Man, so long ago. But since then, I have been an avid computer programmer and console gamer and PC gamer, and I just love it. So, like I said, I still have my original Commodore VIC-20 is lost to history, but I do have my original Commodore 64, so I did keep that. That is, and anyway, 64K is so much better than what did the VIC-20 have? DBQ, do you remember? How much memory did that VIC-20 have anyways? What was it, like a 1K? It wasn't much.
Oh, I don't remember how much memory it had, but I do remember all the audio analog tape loads that you'd have if you didn't buy a cassette and having to load them in. Oof, that was fun.
Yeah, I could not afford the floppy disk drive, so I was stuck with the audio cassette tape player for recording my basic programs. And man, I just loved playing on the Atari 2600. Me and my brothers would get together, we'd play some Combat, we'd play some Breakout, we'd play some of the great games. Let me ask you guys a question. Just go around the room. What is, just randomly pick one of the great memories from back then, the beginning of your gaming career, you know, your gaming life. Pick a memory. For me, it was Combat with my brothers. Throw out a memory. Go ahead, DBQ.
On the Atari, I'd probably say it's staying up late and playing things like River Raid or with friends on a Saturday night. But probably my biggest memories would come on the NES. I had a lot of large extended family, and playing with cousins and swapping controllers and making our way through Contra. It was a real key kind of memory there.
Contra. I love that game. That was awesome on the NES. How about you, Prime? Give us some of your earliest memories here.
One of my earliest memories is playing Pitfall on the 2600, I believe it was. I think they had it on that. Maybe one of the later ones.
Activision, yeah.
Yeah, that was like the first thing well, I see that question a lot when I'm on forums and stuff, and that's like the first thing that pops in my head is just playing Pitfall, just getting eaten by crocodiles all the time, alligators.
Absolutely.
And I can kind of just barely remember that, but then kind of like DP, kind of going into Nintendo and playing Mario and all those other kind of games like that, so.
I still remember when we found, I think it was my brother-in-law. Well, he wasn't my brother-in-law at the time. He was my girlfriend's brother, but he found the way to warp into a future world. So you were finishing world, I think it was world one in Mario, Super Mario Brothers, and he found a way to warp into world two, three, and four. And we were just like blown away. It's like that is one of my favorite memories. But yeah, the NES is definitely one of the best consoles of all time.
Yeah, it's super fun. As a gaming parent, I still have Nintendo Power number one, and the first time my kids, who are
Nice.
Wii and DS and Wii U fans, seeing that claymation Mario and Wart cover, it was great.
Oh, those are great memories. I'm a big classic gamer. I love putting in the old games and playing them again. But, let's bring it forward to today and talk about what are you guys gaming? What are you doing today in your spare time? What are you playing? DBQ, what are you playing this week?
This week I've been playing Destiny. I've been playing Destiny. Oh, I played it a lot in the fall, and I thought I kicked the habit. I thought the couple days after the DLC came out, I dropped it, and I wasn't happy with the DLC, and I put it off. Wasn't doing anything with it for a good month or so. Made it all the way through the holidays and halfway through January, and then I had a taste, and I got brought back in. Fell off the wagon, and now I'm sucked back into Destiny again. But this week on it, I've been playing both the Bad Juju and the Thorn exotic bounties. So made my way through the Strikes and the Hive, and so now I've finally got a long, slow Crucible climb in front of me. And as somebody who hadn't really played more than maybe 5 matches on the Crucible in my entire 3 days of Destiny clock, it's been an interesting couple days of trying to make that slow climb on the Thorn bounty of getting 500 points with void kills and not trying to lose them on the way out. But it's definitely giving something to do. One of the other things I did this week is I picked up the new Nintendo 3DS. So I had
Nice.
been really eager to kind of see it. As somebody who loves Nintendo handhelds, that picked up the DS Lite on launch week back in 2006 with Best Buy and got the free Brain Age game with it, I was excited about this one. Also, as somebody who has gotten so many headaches trying to play with the 3D on the original 3DS and just shutting it off and not even dealing with it, whether it's the 3DS small or the XL version, it just wasn't worth it for me playing with the 3D on. And so I was excited about this. The 3D is amazing. It really, I can move my head all around. The extra sensors really make a big difference. It's the first time playing the 3DS where I've wanted to keep it on and hadn't had to, start to feel like I'm getting a headache after a minute of waviness. So it's really, that's been a huge improvement. In terms of the system itself, the boot up is definitely faster than the 3DS XL, although I have the Ocarina of Time original 3DS, and that seemed to boot up faster than an XL anyways. But all the hype of the, challenge of taking out the micro SD card, it's not hard at all. And if you have a screwdriver, it's really simple and it's easy to change out, and it's not an issue really. I think the biggest issue for me is that it's still basically the same resolution. So while the 3D is great, I don't necessarily know that that's worth the investment of another $200. I think if somebody's looking for a new 3DS or they're wanting to upgrade to the larger model, obviously this is the best choice because it's about the same price. But truthfully, if you're happy with what you have, there's not that big of an upgrade yet. You know, the little stick does make a difference, but until there's a big enough game out there, whether it's Xenoblade or whatever bundle comes along this fall, I'm not necessarily sold that this is the time for everybody to upgrade yet. So between Destiny and putzing around on some new hardware, that's kept me busy for this week, Gray.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to pick your brain on the on Destiny, but right now we're going to throw it over to Prime. Prime, what have you been playing this week?
Well, early in the week, I actually played with you, Gray, and a couple others on Titanfall, so that was fun.
Yes.
I actually hadn't played. It's been a while since I actually played Titanfall, and it was pretty nice having a group of people to play with. So, and that was my first time playing that mode that we're doing.
Yeah, Frontier Defense. Frontier. Yes, co-op, 4-player. Thank you for joining us. We really kicked butt.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad we got kicked off that first time. That would have been nice to play a couple full games. But besides that, just a couple other, well, three other games that I've been playing. I've been dipping back into my back catalog on the Xbox One, which I have now, unfortunately. But I was playing LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, which I actually just finished a couple days ago. Or at least the single-player mode. And then I started the campaign on Battlefield 4. So hopefully, I think that's pretty short from what I've read, so I should be able to get through that in a few weekends, maybe. And then other than those two, I've been playing Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, which is, you'll probably hear from, that'll probably be my one staple from week to week, so it's kind of my go-to game. Other than that, it's pretty much it. Some mobile games here and there, but you know, nothing too spectacular. How about you, Gray?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been playing. I don't get a lot of time to play. My job keeps me pretty busy, and all the other things I do. But you know, I feel like I'm just keep getting sucked back into Destiny. As a matter of fact, I was like the last holdout on the whole. Well, not the last holdout, but one of the last holdouts on getting the expansion pack, and I finally picked it up because some of my friends got it, and you know, I don't even know. You know, I get extra missions, blah blah blah. But to me, it reminds me of Rainbow Six Vegas 2, Terrorist Hunt. How I would always go back and play that over and over again. And so with Destiny, though, it's nice because it's online. You're taking on all these bots, but at any time, your friends can jump in and play with you and help you with a patrol or help you with a weekly or a daily mission gets you extra Vanguard marks, or a weekly strike gets you extra stuff. So I've mostly been playing Destiny, and at this point, I figured I'd be done with Destiny and I'd be rocking on the Master Chief Collection, but you know, I haven't, and I still look forward to playing that, and I still look forward to doing a lot of co-op and playing those Halo 1 maps online with friends, but I don't know, Destiny just keeps calling. The controls are really well done. There's very little lag. It's one of the few games that launched with almost no problems, no server issues, etc. So I'm enjoying it. I'm just enjoying it, and I, you know, getting on and doing the daily or doing the weekly, it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun when friends just pop in and join you and you know, help you out with whatever you're working on. So that's what I've been doing, mostly Destiny. And I got to start getting back into my PC roots here, though, because I got the PAX East coming up, and I'm going to be gaming there with some friends for 3 full days. So I got to get my Steam updated. I got to get Rainbow Six Vegas 2 on the PC updated. I got to get my gaming keyboard working, my Nostromo working, my Logitech gaming mouse working. I got all this stuff I got to figure out. But you know, when I'm looking just for an hour of gaming, I've just keep going back to Destiny, and I'm an Xbox One player. I would love to get a PS4. That is an awesome piece of hardware. But you know, I also have to pay bills. You know, I got a family, I got kids, grandkids, so I got to. Right now, I just have the Xbox One, and mostly because that's the only platform that the Master Chief is on, and I'm a big Master Chief fan.
So, as somebody who had a PS3 and held off on the 360, there was an interesting kind of debate in my own head this fall as I was thinking about Xbox One versus PS4. You know, there's so many multi-platform games now that the amount of console exclusives wasn't that great. And now with the release of The Order this week, which was the big PS4 kind of exclusive, definitely not getting great reviews. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the rest of the year.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, the PS4 sales are pretty awesome. I mean, they're really selling tons of consoles, but most of my friends are on the Xbox. I already have Xbox Live because I got a 360. I got several 360s. And, I got a PS3, but the PS3 was... The implementation of chat and some of the other features on the PS3 was pretty bad. I mean, even though the hardware is awesome, you know, they didn't reserve that memory to be able to do cross-game chat. So none of my online experiences with the PS3 were that great. However, I will say this. I will go on record as saying, if Sony releases the PS4 with remastered Uncharted 1, 2, 3, I would definitely buy a PS4. That Uncharted 2... Best game I ever played on the PS3. Best third-person game I've ever played, bar none. So, but yeah, because finances right now, I'm stuck with the Xbox One, and I'm very happy with it. Go ahead, Prime.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, yeah, when I was originally going to jump over to the next generation, I had never bought a PS3. Like I said before, PS2 was my last PlayStation console, so, and I already had the 360, so I kind of just moved on from there, you know. Just progressed naturally, I guess, to the Xbox One. Yeah, but like you guys are saying, I mean, there's not too many games, so, or at least for me. So I don't know if I'll ever pick up the PS4, at least not anytime soon.
What about you, DBQ?
So I actually ended up buying a PS4 first and plugged it all in. The hardware is great. The interface is so much better than the PS3. I can totally see why it's selling as well as it is. For me, it was really a matter of feel that I put the controller in my hands, and as great as people say the DualShock 4 is, and it certainly is better than the DualShock 3, it still feels like the same controller. It didn't give me any kind of new feeling. And so having some good friends over on the Xbox One and knowing that some of the things like the Master Chief Collection and truthfully, Sunset Overdrive, Insomniac, things that they've done over on the PS3 during that generation, I really enjoyed, and so I was excited about Sunset Overdrive, and those are two big pieces that kind of pushed me over into Xbox One, and pulling that controller in my hands, it felt like a new experience, and I was excited to try something different.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, the PS4, definitely great hardware. They got a great stable of games. A lot of the big games are in all the... I mean, Destiny's got all kinds of extra content on the PS4. But all my friends were already on the Xbox 360, so if I had to choose, plus I'm a big Halo fan, it was Xbox One all the way. Not to say I wouldn't like to have a PS4, I definitely would, but for me, I mean, I got a gaming laptop. How many consoles can I have? And I'm going to hold off on the PS4. I'm sure I'll get one eventually. I'm looking at the time, guys. It's almost time to wrap it up. Let's go around the room and see if there's anything else we want to talk about. We'll start with you, DBQ.
I'm excited to hear about your PAX experience once you get there. And as you are talking about all your hardware and keyboards, just wondering how you're going to load that all up on the luggage rack and travel out to Boston. So good luck with that.
Well, thank you. I'm actually in the Berkshire, so it's a drivable. It's under 3 hours, so it's so drivable. And I just got a nice laptop bag. I'm going to stick everything in it. This year I'm going to bring an external monitor, and it'll be easy. Last year was the first time I did the BYOC, and definitely an eye-opener, but there are still BYOC passes available. So if you go into PAX East, get yourself a BYOC pass and bring your laptop and let's game. Hey, Prime, anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's pretty much it for today. Definitely want to hear about the PAX. I'm here in the Midwest, outside of Chicago, so we don't have any gaming conventions that come through, at least not yet. Maybe one day there'll be a PAX that comes up here. There's pretty much, east, west, south now, and I think even Australia. So maybe one day we'll get it here in the Midwest. But other than that, nope, that's about it.
Yeah, PAX Central. That sounds like a good idea. Well, guys, thank you for joining the inaugural edition of Band of Gamers podcast. My name is Greylock3491. I was joined by DBQ Hams and Osiris Prom. And we will be back next week or the week after. Well, the week after that, for the next episode, and we hope you enjoyed listening to it. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, just send them to us. My gamer tag is Greylock3491, and you can get me on Xbox or on Steam, and you can always find all of us over at CasualAdultGamers.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great night. Good night, guys.
See you on the forums.
Night.